River Country, Keith speaking.
Hopper.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Holy crap.
It's like that, isn't normally, it?
Well, come on now, eh? Now, normally we call this Crazy James.
Yes.
But as I told your contemporary there across the hallway on the other side of the dial yesterday, today I'm going to be Reasonable James.
Reasonable James. Okay.
Yes. Because here's the thing. All the things that I normally talk about,
yep,
nothing's happening. And we don't have to go into why. We all know why.
We all do know why.
The world is changing. But folks, here's the thing. First thing is this virus, it doesn't affect the back door. So don't buy all of the toilet paper, okay?
Yeah,
you just don't need to buy. I mean, like, no, this is for real, Hopper.
Yeah, no, I'm, yeah.
You know, these people that are coming out of Costco with three Costco cases of toilet paper. Look, if you're pooping that much, you need to see a doctor for something else.
Yep.
Okay? There's no need for it. There's no need to hoard. There's no need to go into the store and buy all of the meat. The grocery stores are still open. Okay, things are still being delivered. Let's be a little bit more considerate for those people who don't have the financial means to go in and clean out the meat section of a store, as one couple did in Langley and thought it was funny. Just, folks, yes, we are living in a scary time. We really are. These are the things that our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren are going to read about in the history books.
Yep.
But they are going to read about it in the history books.
Yeah.
We're going to get through this, just like they did in 1919 with the Spanish flu.
Yep.
Remember that? You know what? Here's the thing. The Spanish flu happened so long ago that I can't even tease my mother about it.
And right? It was so long ago that I don't remember it.
Yeah, you know, they shut a lot of things down in 1919, just like they're doing now in 2020. But folks, let's calm down. Just a little bit. Yes, we're scared, but there's no need for hoarding.
What do you think, James? Is there no need for panic?
Panic is so counterproductive. Panic is what leads to the hoarding and to the ridiculousness. There's need for caution. So let's be cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Be cognizant of where we are. You know, yeah, you know what, man? The guy yesterday, he said something, and he's like, you know, he said that AC/DC concert again. I'm like, yeah, the benefit for the food bank, you know, it's just snake bit. But, and, you know, yeah, sure, we could all gather and do all the things that we normally do. And then, you know what, you and I, because we're fairly young, well, you know, we'd probably be okay. We might get sick, but mm-hmm. we'd recover.
Yep.
But, you know, I've got to think about my 82-year-old mother. I don't know how old your parents are, you know, but your parents are, you know, of that generation.
They are.
We all have to think of our parents and our grandparents.
Yep.
Because we love them dearly.
Yep, we do.
You know, I'm very fortunate that I have my mother here with us right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep her for a while longer. And you know, the fact that that woman is so very handy in the kitchen and can make a very tasty soup out of an old rug and a pop can, that comes in handy.
Yep.
So be safe, everybody. I'll call you again next week, Hopper. We'll see how the world is. For now, no. Folks, there's nothing really happening. Everything's canceled. Stay home if you can. Work from home if you can. And if you can't, well, just be careful.
Yep, you bet.
That's what I got.
Appreciate it, James. Thank you very much.
Talk to you next week, Hopper.
You bet. Take care.